It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Let's do a little wailing to start off a week of flashbacks. So, to the year
1980
and the song.
I'm at the bottom of the jailhouse now. Ain't living long like this.
I ain't living long like this.
Ain't living long like this. Am I, baby?
Waylon, a number one for him in the year of 1980, and it was all part of that outlaw image that actually, by the time 1980 rolled around, in fact, even by the late 70s, late 78, with the "Don't You Think This Outlaw Bit's Gone Out of Hand," he was trying to shed that image a little bit, partly just because Waylon hated to be stereotyped in any way, shape, or form, and just kind of wanted to fight whatever buddy was saying, regardless of what they were saying. But then this song comes along and it kind of substantiates that. Rifles, Lawmen's, Jailhouse, all in there. And by the way, interesting on this particular, we play the longer version of it. Because the Waylon Jennings single that they played in 1980 on the 45s that were issued, it faded out after about 3.5 minutes. The album cut is what we play. It comes just under five, about 4.5 minutes there. And what's cool about this, love it. I don't know why we love One Take Wonders so much, but Waylon recorded this whole thing and the band all in one take. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, when he listened to it afterwards, he was like, we could rearrange this and stuff, but this is pretty good. Let's just move on to the next thing. It was written by Texan Rodney Crowell, which, by the way, Willie Nelson's next album is all going to be Rodney Crowell tunes and kind of a tribute to him. But raised in Houston, there's a couple of Houston street mentions. And Wayside Drive is actually, that's the stretch that pretty much goes to Galveston before they built the highway there. And that's where a lot of time was spent by Rodney Crowell growing up. And he was, though, spurred to write this song after a trip to Hermosa Beach, California in 76.
Oh, my.
After he was cited and got a ticket for disobeying the city's leash law with his dog Banjo.
Oh, my word.
So one of the greatest outlaw songs in history ended up, well, it was all written because of a slight misdemeanor because the dog wasn't on a leash.
A misdemeanor?
Living the outlaw way, my friends. It's California.